This is Liz Scafidi of UN News. Many Palestinians living under Israeli occupation suffer from a coercive environment where settlement expansion has made people's lives so unbearable that they feel pressured to move, according to a top UN official there. James Heenan, head of the UN Human Rights Office in the occupied Palestinian territory, said that permits for building in the West Bank were almost non-existent now for Palestinians. Speaking to Reem Abaza of UN News in Jerusalem, Mr. Heenan explained the challenges Palestinians routinely face today in the West Bank and East Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip.
The West Bank and then East Jerusalem and then Gaza all have their own different types of human rights challenges. But some of the challenges are common across the whole area. One is use of force, another is freedom of movement, and another is the way in which space for civil society and human rights defenders is shrinking dramatically.
And if we talked specifically about Gaza, what are the issues that worry you the most?
The issues that worry me the most is really hope for the population. Gazans feel and are under pressure from all quarters at the moment. They are suffering from an 11-year blockade and closures imposed by Israel. They are suffering essentially also under the split between the West Bank and Gaza, the political split. And the de facto authorities in Gaza make life very hard for a number of people, including human rights defenders. For us, the concern for Gaza is all about allowing people to have an adequate standard of living, which is a human right under the ICCPR, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. And towards that end, the UN is working towards a humanitarian response to what's going on in Gaza. Ultimately, of course, it's a political problem, not a humanitarian problem.
What are the other human rights challenges specific to the West Bank and East Jerusalem?
At the moment, the biggest human rights challenges are generated by settlements. The expansion of settlements, and we produce two reports a year on this, in and of itself creates a number of human rights violations. So, for example, settlements themselves are in violation of international law. We know that. But when you establish a settlement in Area C of the West Bank, it generally brings populations into proximity. It brings the settlers into proximity with the local Palestinians. And we know that that proximity generates things like settler violence, the takeover of land, blocking the freedom of movement of Palestinians nearby, things like the blocking of access to services for the Palestinians nearby. So the settlement enterprise, as people call it, doesn't just have a problem with the settlements in themselves, but the impact on human rights. The biggest thing that's happening most recently is what we call the coercive environment, where you have a desire to move Palestinian communities for the purposes of settlement expansion or creation. What's happened in the long past, communities would have just been forcibly moved. Now, what's happening is those communities are put under enormous pressure so they feel they have no choice but to move. And that's what we call a coercive environment. This comes from the jurisprudence of Hague tribunals on the former Yugoslavia. This idea that you can make life so unbearable for people through a combination of factors that they feel they have to move.
Like what, for example?
So, for example, if you have a community near a settlement that's going to expand, they can be subject to settler violence. They can be subject to demolitions. So they cannot build in the West Bank. Permits for building in the West Bank by Palestinians are almost non-existent. So any expansion, they can't undertake. The young people get married, they can't stay in the village because there's nowhere to live. They can't expand. Access to services are blocked. A firing zone can be declared by the military nearby, which will mean that they can't access their land. And it can also mean that there is actual live firing near the village, which is dangerous. Last year, we had a 16-year-old boy killed by unexploded ordnance that was in the field. A combination of all of these factors, all of which are human rights violations as well, generally, at their base, makes life extremely difficult for people.
And you see that people are leaving because of this?
We know, for example, in the West Bank that people are under a huge amount of pressure to leave. And we know a few cases in Hebron where families have decided to move. Now, each case has to be looked at on its own merits because this is a very serious matter. And the thing is that Palestinians have a very, very strong resilience, so they don't move easily, but it doesn't mean that the pressure is not there for them to move. And we're concerned, I'm concerned, that some of these communities will feel they have to move at some point.
If we talked about the course environment, what does your office do?
On that issue, we have an advocacy role and a legal role. Yeah, I think the office has been instrumental in bringing together this idea and making sure that there's a common understanding about what coercive environment means based on the jurisprudence of international tribunals. We track the coercive environment with our partners to see what's happening, for example, on settler violence. We track not just the instances of settler violence, but also the trends, and we analyse those trends and we publish them. We are mandated by the UN to be public about these things.
What is the final message you would like to express?
I think the current environment globally is not supportive of human rights. Human rights is seen to be, in some places, an ideology of the past or a system of the past. And you hear a lot said about that these days. But as Kofi Annan once said, it's not people who say that human rights is irrelevant, it's usually governments who say human rights are irrelevant. And for us, it's more relevant than ever that not just our office, but everyone stands up for human rights, because the current environment is very, very worrying.